Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli forces have killed 60 people in Gaza over the past 24 hours. They've continued to bomb areas across the Strip, including in Rafah, forcing 80,000 people to flee over the past few days. Israeli forces remain in control of the main border crossing, blocking most humanitarian supplies. Hospitals in the south only have a few days of fuel left. Israeli demonstrators have tried to stop what little aid is getting through from reaching the Strip, holding a sit-in and scattering rocks along the road. Israeli forces have blown up a house belonging to a Palestinian man in occupied East Jerusalem. They accuse him of killing two Israeli settlers in February. Troops ordered residents nearby to leave before destroying the building. Russia has marked Victory Day in Red Square as President Vladimir Putin says he plans to carry out more nuclear drills. Putin said the West is trying to incite further conflict and that Russia wouldn't tolerate being threatened. Meanwhile, Russia says at least eight people have been injured in a Ukrainian attack on the border city of Belgorod. The governor of the region said strikes damaged at least 52 apartments and buildings, as well as cars. And another attack in Russia's southern Krasnodar region sparked a fire and damaged storage tanks at a fuel depot. Local officials say no one was injured. About six drones were destroyed and debris fell on the facility. Hopes of finding survivors from a building collapse in South Africa are fading as rescue workers dig through the rubble for a fourth day. 44 construction workers are still unaccounted for. Eight people have been confirmed dead. Japan is to start hunting fin whales and potentially scale up its commercial whaling practices. The government has said that whale meat is an important part of Japanese culture. Last year, Japanese fishermen killed almost 300 whales from three different species, two of which are endangered. A plane has skid off a runway during takeoff at Dakar's international airport. Several people were injured and the airport temporarily closed. Airport authorities are investigating the cause of the incident.
Coming up on The Take, Israel seizes control over the Rafah crossing. No Palestinians can get out and no flow of aid in. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.